1.
Jonathan Mitchell.
2.
Armand Martin.
3.
Vincent Wood.
4.
Kendall Carroll.
5.
Roderick Jones. The names that you have just heard are 5 New Mexicans who lost their lives as a result of encounters with law enforcement in New Mexico. This is Generation Justice, broadcasting from the University of New Mexico, 89.9 KUNM and KUNM.org. I am your host, Brittany Sosi.
And I'm your other host, Nick Foyud. Generation Justice is a multimedia project that trains youth to create media that inspires social change. Tonight, we dedicate our program to exploring structural racism and how this leads to the questionable deaths of African Americans and other people of color at the hands of police. We will also reflect upon the thousands of citizens marching the streets calling for justice.
Every 28 hours, a black man, woman, or child is murdered by police or vigilante law enforcement. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund compiled a partial list of 83 African Americans who have been killed because of police violence across the United States.
Throughout our program, we will share with their names with you as a way to honor and remember these men and women.
6.
Reynaldo Cuevas.
7.
Henry Glover.
8.
Akai Gurley.
9.
Dante Parker. Hashtag Black Lives Matter is more than just a hashtag. It is a movement that began after 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by George Zimmerman in 2012.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter is an ideological and political intervention in a world where black lives are intentionally targeted for demise. Tonight, we will talk with Patrice Cullors, one of the co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, who sheds light on why this message is so important today.
Alicia, myself, and Opal had created something for black people to say that our lives matter, that black lives matter, and we are going to make sure you know that, and we are going to fight like our lives matter.
We also talk with Dr. Harold Bailey, a local New Mexican leader who is the president of the Albuquerque NAACP chapter.
We could not provide all of this without some awesome music. Now here is Jesleen Mendoza, our music host for tonight's show.
Hello, I'm Jesleen Mendoza, and I'm your music host for tonight. Our first song is Revolution by Nina Simone. For those who don't know, Nina Simone was an African-American singer and activist. She's considered the voice of civil rights and wrote many songs about the movement. I chose this song because it's important for change to happen, because like the song says, it's a daily struggle to stay alive. Many innocent lives have been taken away by police brutality. We will hear some of those names after this song. Now, here's Revolution by Nina Simone.
Kayla Moore.
11.
John Crawford III.
12.
Amadou Diallo.
13.
Victor Steen.
14.
Kenneth Chamberlain.
15.
Derek Jones.
16.
Tyree Woodson.
17.
Chavez Carter.
18.
Johnny Kamahi Warren.
19.
Larry Eugene Jackson Jr.
20.
Patrick Dorsmond.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter. We see it all over the news, on the internet, in the photos of the protests. If you are on Twitter, it is one of the dominant hashtags and is all over the country and globe. What does it mean?
Patrice Cullors, one of the co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, is also the founder of Dignity and Power Now, which is a grassroots organization in LA that fights for the dignity and power of incarcerated people and their families.
Here is Generation Justice of UNM, Vice President Nicole Beatty with Patrice Cullors.
My name is Nicole Beatty, and I'm the Vice President of Generation Justice here at UNM. And I'm here today with Patrice Cullors from hashtag Black Lives Matter. Patrice, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Yes, I am a native Angeleno in Southern California. I am born and raised in the San Fernando Valley in the Van Nuys and Canoga Park areas. And I am currently the Executive Director of Dignity and Power Now, a grassroots organization fighting for the power and dignity of incarcerated people, their families, and communities. And I'm also the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, the hashtag political project and network.
That's awesome. Can you go into describing what hashtag Black Lives Matter is?
Yes. Last year, after George Zimmerman was acquitted of Trayvon Martin's murder, myself and Alicia Garza, who is in Oakland, California, developed the hashtag Black Lives Matter out of a moment of grief, out of a moment of the need to affirm Black people and that our lives have value. And then Opal Tometi joined the team and really helped build the social media infrastructure of Black Lives Matter.
Can you actually go a little bit into breaking down what structural racism is? And can you help us understand the bigger picture at play?
Yeah, structural racism looks like every branch of government, every sort of educational system, every city, county, region, discriminating towards communities of color in general, Black communities in particular. That discrimination, doing things from not allowing people to have access to jobs, not allowing people to have access to healthy food, all the way to building a culture that sees folks of color, in general, Black people in particular, as valueless, as not human, and therefore able to be murdered and killed without accountability.
I agree. So can you tell us a little bit more about the three women who started this, and what did you all hope to accomplish when you founded slash launched hashtag Black Lives Matter?
I wasn't trying to launch the hashtag to start a political movement, not originally. I mean, the hashtag was really for self-preservation. It was a hashtag about resilience. It was a hashtag to make a declaration. Of course, I hoped Black folks would feel the declaration themselves and want to push forward. It was really a hashtag for us, for Black people. And if allies wanted to utilize it properly, for sure, right? Show right. up for us, allies. We need that too. As it started to grow and as it started to develop and as it started to go viral, it was really clear that Alicia, myself, and Opal had created something for Black people across the country, but I'll also argue across the world, and their allies could utilize as a rallying call to say that our lives matter, that Black lives matter, and we are going to make sure you know that, and we are going to fight like our lives matter.
Wow, that's awesome. So I know that hashtag Black Lives Matter campaign has specific goals or demands, at least from what I've read. Can you speak more on these demands?
Yes. So we have a series of demands, specifically looking at law enforcement and Black Lives Matter. So I'm going to back up a little bit just to explain. When we first developed the hashtag, we weren't developing it to only talk about law enforcement violence, and we weren't only trying to talk about white male police officers murdering Black cis boys and men. the hashtag came out of that, but it wasn't solely for that. When we talk about Black Lives Matter, we're talking about all Black lives. We're talking about Black trans folks. We're talking about Black folks with disabilities. We're talking about Black folks who are incarcerated and who are formerly incarcerated. We're talking about Black folks, Black immigrants. We're talking about all Black people. So I think that's really important. And in this moment in history, there is a focus right now on really pushing back against law enforcement violence. And so our set of demands are specifically around law enforcement violence, but it doesn't actually run the gamut of how we think about all Black lives. And so the demands, and I'm going to focus on sort of the gist of the demands, but one of the main demands is, how do we defund law enforcement and put more money into social services? And so we have these law enforcement budgets that are in the millions and some in the billions across the country, yet you can go to a community and they don't, and folks don't have access to food. Folks are, there's a significant amount of homelessness, right? Black folks have the highest rates of homelessness,
right.
Have the highest rates of being murdered by cops. Black trans women have the highest rates of murders, right, by vigilantes. So why aren't we having the conversation around what creates structural violence and how our demands can actually take money out of law enforcement funding and put money back into the communities that really need it, communities that are in poverty, Black communities in particular.
Thank you for that. I'm totally in line with that. I feel as though that really speaks to the Albuquerque community, because we definitely are experiencing a lot of children who are suffering from hunger, and our communities are suffering. So thank you for putting that out there. Can you give us some background on social movements, and where does hashtag Black Lives Matter fit in today's social justice movement?
Yeah, I think the rise of the hashtag is so fascinating, because what it allows for is it allows for folks, Black folks in particular, you know, Black Twitter is strong. It allows for us to create our own narratives. And so Black Lives Matter has been trending for the last few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the day that the non-indictment came down for Darren Wilson, it was tweeted 150,000 times.
Wow.
And that's powerful because it's being tweeted by people who either experienced the devastation of law enforcement violence and harassment or are in solidarity with those of us who've experienced it. And so it sends a strong message of we're not going anywhere. There's also there's been a hashtag that's been trending for the last day, Criming While White, which I think is an interesting hashtag, and there's been a response to the Criming While White hashtag, which is Alive While Black. And so there's this amazing experience where you could do through social media and the hashtag, that sort of this back and forth through Twitter, right, and through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's allowed for a significant amount of dialogue and engagement, and it's also pushed mainstream media to follow those of us who are leading in these conversations. And Black Lives Matter right now is leading in the public discourse around race.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So how do we distinguish what is a trend and what is a movement?
We can't tell right now. It's too soon. But in 5 years, if Black Lives Matter has been concretized, and if we've won real victories, if less Black people are dying at the hands of law enforcement, if more Black people are able to eat and not go to bed hungry, if more Black people are having jobs, I think then we'll know it's been a movement and a successful movement.
Okay, thank you for that. How do the various adaptations of hashtag Black Lives Matters, such as Our Lives Matter and Brown Lives Matter, impact the social movement?
What's exciting about the hashtag Black Lives Matter is that it's gone to the streets. And so sometimes with the hashtag, it's really just a social media tactic, right?
Mm-hmm.
People have used hashtags to just talk, have a social media conversation, but it doesn't often translate to people on the ground, in the streets. And Black Lives Matter has translated to communities that are most directly impacted, that Black communities that are the poorest across the country, in St. Louis, right, and small areas like Ferguson and pockets of Los Angeles and Oakland and Appalachia. Folks are taking Black Lives Matter, and they're actually utilizing it in their homes and having it be a part of the larger conversation around how they're fighting.
The state of New Mexico has one of the smallest populations of African Americans in this country, yet we still see high rates of law enforcement encounters of arrests and prison sentences and disproportionate to our population rate. So what kind of advice would you give African Americans in Albuquerque who want to be active in this movement?
Folks should start an organization or join an organization. Never do anything on your own. Movements don't happen with one person, although, you know, the American slogan is, you know, the American one person at a time, you could fight for your own dreams. That's not true. Mm-hmm. You have to join a team. You have to be a part of a team. Everybody has their skill set. So I'd say join something or start something.
Okay, thank you, because it kind of speaks on community and us, you know, standing together and standing strong. So has hashtag Black Lives Matter been misused?
Yes, and abusing the hashtag looks like, now that it's trending, you want to put it on mainstream media and talk about it in a way that doesn't actually talk about the politics that myself and Alicia and Opal have discussed or have put out there. So we wrote, Alicia Garza wrote a story called The Her Story of Black Lives Matter, and it gives you the history of when it started, how it started, and it also gives the politic. We don't believe that the story of Black Lives Matter is to center around hetero Black cis men. Mm-hmm. That's not the center that Black Lives Matter comes from. The center it comes from is from a Black feminist queer frame. And so it's very critical that we come from that center, that we talk about Black trans women, and that we put them at the center of the conversation, that Black women are at the center of the conversation, and that we are talking about the holistic view of Black people. And if the hashtag gets abused in a way that dissuades us from that conversation, then yeah, that could be damaging.
I totally agree. I'm glad that it's centered around her story. Can you tell us of any upcoming activities or events that hashtag Black Lives Matter is planning that we can let our listeners know?
Folks across the country are planning Black Lives Matter events. But if the best thing you want to do is go on our Facebook, mm-hmm. which is Black Lives Matter. And you could see, and it's the Black Lives Matter with the yellow background and the brother with the person with their fist up in the air with a hoodie mm-hmm. and holding onto a dandelion. You could see our latest events there. But at this point, to be honest with you, we have about 10 different groupings of Black Lives Matter folks across the country, mm-hmm. but people are using the slogan everywhere. So if you want to know what like is a Black Lives Matter like chapter, then I would say go to the Facebook. But if you want to join in a rally or a march that's using the slogan, I'm pretty sure you'll hear people chanting it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for that conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Knowing that hashtag Black Lives Matter doesn't only reference heterosexual Black males, but that it has a larger scope and reaches many other people and touches on different social injustices was important for me to learn about.
According to hashtag Black Lives Matter, the average life expectancy for a Black transgender woman is 35 years. Thank you, Patrice, for bringing awareness to these social issues and for being an encouraging change.
Thank you, Patrice Cullors, for the meaningful insight into hashtag Black Lives Matter movement. And thank you for the knowledge gained through Nicole Beatty's in-depth interview.
Back to Jazlyn for some empowering tunes.
Next song is Black Rage by Lauryn Hill. She wrote this song after Michael Brown's shooting in August. This is how she expressed her rage. I relate to this song because as someone who is half Black and half Mexican, I've experienced discrimination because of my skin color. After the song, we'll hear more names of African-American victims of police violence. Here is Black Rage by Lauryn Hill.
Black rage is founded on two-thirds a person. Rapings and beatings and suffering that worsens. Black human packages tied up in strings. Black rage can come from all these kinds of things. Black rage is founded on blatant denial.
21.
Jordan Baker.
22.
Usman Zango.
23.
Orlando Barlow.
24.
Robert Dumas Jr.
25.
Irvin Jefferson.
26.
Chaim Livingstone.
27.
Victor White III.
28.
Romaine Brisbane.
29.
Charisse Francis.
30.
Timothy Stanbury.
31.
Chantel Davis.
32.
Oscar Grant.
33.
Raymond Allen.
34.
Jersey Green.
35.
Jamel Cannon.
Black people make up only 13% of the U.S. population, but make up more than a third of those killed in officer-involved shootings across the country.
To honor all our brothers and sisters who we have lost to police brutality, the University of New Mexico's Black Student Union organized a hashtag Black Lives Matter candlelight vigil.
It was held at African American Student Services last Thursday, December 3rd. Generation Justice had the opportunity to interview one of the organizers and the president of the Albuquerque chapter of the NAACP, Dr. Harold Bailey.
The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, was founded in 1909. With the mission to ensure the political, educational, social, and economic quality of rights of all persons and to eliminate race-based discrimination.
Here's Generation Justice Fellow Christina Rodriguez with Dr. Harold Bailey.
Dr. Bailey, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, I was raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico, attended University of New Mexico on an athletic scholarship. Received my undergraduate degree, master's degree, and PhD degree. Taught at UNM for 9 years. Presently president of the Albuquerque NAACP. So I'm a retired state official. I worked for Governor Richardson for 7 years, sat in this cabinet, and I worked 1 year with Governor Martinez. So I'm just doing my work for the people right now, outside the church. Do God's work outside the church.
What could you share with us about the vigil entitled Black Lives Matter?
Black lives matter because black lives are important here, not only in New Mexico, but America. And I'm here to say a few words as president of the Albuquerque NAACP and pay my respects to Michael Brown. There are other Michael Browns outside of Ferguson. You know, there are some Michael Browns and some issues here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
How would you describe this moment that we are experiencing in our country relative to the shooting of Michael Brown?
I think it's a wake-up call in regards to excessive force, police brutality. But it's been happening all along. You know, it's just that now we have the technology, we have the camera, we have the video, so we can capture more on film. But then again, you know, that does not necessarily mean we're going to change anything because we caught the beating of Rodney King on tape and, you know, the police officers were not indicted. And just recently, I just heard that the young black man in New York City, who the police put a chokehold on him, so he died, and the grand jury did not indict those two police officers. So it's sending a message that, you know, there's a question, you know, do black lives really mean anything here in America? And then if you deal with Albuquerque, New Mexico, there are various shootings. So, you know, I think it's very important that young people such as yourself get involved in the movement because, you know, I'm an old timer. So I would rather sit back and try to be an advisor or elder and support your movement because right now it's your time.
And we really, really appreciate that support. So would you mind telling us what this movement means to you personally?
Okay, well, personally, it's hard to differentiate between me being the president of Albuquerque NAACP and that's me being a person. But, you know, overall, I'm happy to see this movement. I think we need to concentrate on a peaceful movement because a lot of innocent people are getting hurt. a lot of public, private properties getting destroyed. Families are getting disenfranchised because of the looting, the rioting. So I'm saying when the movement, we cannot lose sight of what we're trying to gain. We cannot lose sight of the message, you know. So as an older person, I expect the young people to make sure that you control the movement because, like, when Dr. King was here, you know, there was unrest. And there was always conflict in his movement. But his philosophy was nonviolent, peaceful movement, the art of compromise, get much more than you had, not everything you want, and make sure that the outcomes are going to benefit the masses of the people, you know, not just a certain group or a certain individual, the masses of the people.
What do we need to do to continue this movement?
Well, what we see on TV, it seems like there are a lot of people engaged in the movement. There's a movement here, too. But I think that with the passion that the young people have, that I think the movement needs to be a little bit more like the 1950s. That's when we demonstrated, we protested, but we gained a lot. Right now, it seems like we're demonstrating protest, but we're not gaining anything. So I'm saying that in regards to police brutality and the use of excessive force, I think that once we understand that it's happening, it's a reality in New Mexico, Albuquerque, and America, then we need to put something in place. For an example, here in Albuquerque, we have the court decree. We have a lot of good laws on the book, but we don't enforce those laws. So I'm expecting you young people to make sure that that's not overlooked.
So what specifically is your message to the youth?
Stay passionate, stay fiery, understand why you're demonstrating and protesting, have a goal in mind. After you gain certain steps in protesting and marching, then you have a plan once you come to the negotiating table. You know what I'm saying? See, so you have to make sure that you're prepared before you go out and march. That way you can educate others who are just there marching and they don't really know the reason why they're marching. So that's called leadership.
A peaceful movement, having a common goal, and knowing why you are out protesting are valuable teachings that I took from Dr. Harold Bailey.
Thank you, Dr. Harold Bailey, for encouraging us youth to be a part of the movement and for all you do in our community. And your words on peaceful protesting. I too believe this is the best way to create positive change. Now, Jesline, what song do you have for us?
Different Colors by Lucky Dubé is a song about everyone coming together as one to make a change. Not letting the government separate people, but uniting to make the world a better place. After this song, more names will be read to honor the lives of those who lost to police brutality. Now, here's Different Colors by Lucky Dubé.
Azelle Ford.
37.
Sean Bell.
38.
Dante Price.
39.
Timothy Thomas.
40.
Jonathan Farrell.
41.
Raheem Brown.
42.
Barrington Williams.
43.
Andy Lopez.
44.
Sergeant Manuel Loggins, Jr.
45.
Wendell Allen.
46.
Eric Garner.
47.
Melissa Williams.
48.
Ayanna Jones.
49.
Kajim Powell.
50.
Shem Walker.
You know, Nick, listening to these names being listed throughout the show, I can't help but wonder how many more names will be added if things don't change.
I feel the same way. I know many others in our community do too. For example, Generation Justice member Maya Quiñones shared her fears on her most recent blog post on our website.
In her blog, Maya writes about a conversation with her good friend Sheldon. Sheldon looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, "I'm scared." Neither of us smiled this time. I didn't have to ask what he was scared of. I knew that he was scared of walking home by himself, of being stopped by a police officer, and being shot, even with his hands in the air. Of not being able to say, "I can't breathe," one more time before it was too late. Of being the next headline. That's so intense. Thank you, Maya, for writing this.
Thank you for this gripping blog, Maya. To read the rest of this blog, view it on our website, generationjustice.org. Now it's time to hear about some upcoming events in our community that you should check out.
Here's our Generation Justice calendar host, Grace Igwe and Derek Toledo.
Oi, welcome to this week's community calendar. I'm your host, Grace Igwe.
And I'm your co-host, Derek Toledo. So Grace, do you like poetry?
Yeah, man, I'm the grand slam over easy sliced ham.
That's tight. What's your rapper name?
Grazy.
Grazy. Are you going to the Albuquerque Write for Rights?
I'll have to ask my mom. But for anyone interested in live poetry, music, and a good time, Write for Rights 2014 is taking place December 11th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
The event will be at the Albuquerque Center for Peace and Justice. For more information, contact Lana at 505-795-2881.
Don't forget the free food.
Speaking of free food, next Sunday, the 14th, there's an event at the that revolves around the food called the Holly Market at the Rail Yards.
Bringing the community together through learning and creativity, the Holiday Market is celebrating our local culture, presenting an opportunity for our diverse farmers, chefs, and artisans to share their talents.
It's an opportunity for people to come together and nourish in food, gifts, and supplies. I don't remember, but do you know where it's going to be at again?
Rail Yards Market, Albuquerque, of course, on First Street in Hazeldine.
Oh, okay, so at the blacksmith shop in Borellas.
Yes, and the night before, on the 13th, Rodrigo Rodriguez is discussing his recent trip to the West Bank.
Yeah, you can listen to the common struggles of Palestine and the struggles for self-determination in New Mexico. Rodrigo talks about his experiences in West Bank, in food and women issues, worker and farmer cooperatives, education, and so much more.
13 hours of footage and more than 700 photos. Join Mr. Rodriguez for a night of discussion, solidarity, and a delicious Palestinian meal.
This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Southwest Organizing Project, located at 10th and Gold in downtown Albuquerque.
Call Mr. Rodriguez at 505-620-1476 for more information.
But my friends call me Butke.
I thought your name was Derek.
Most of the time, but my friends call me Butke. It's a book release party.
Whose book?
It's a poet. His name is Manuel Gonzalez. He's releasing a book of poetry Friday, December 12th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Where at?
It's at Alchante, Casa de Cultura, 804 Park Avenue.
Sounds fun, Burke.
You're funny.
I know, but I'm not all fun and games.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's time to get serious.
Like a legislative town hall meeting serious?
Exactly that kind of serious. The meeting will take place at West Mesa Community Center this Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. The community will be able to participate in discussion about issues important to Westside families and the city of Albuquerque.
Senator Jacob Candelaria and Representative Mo Maestas will be present. All are welcome to attend.
Yeah, and at another community center, the Chemotheater, there will be a screening of a documentary, Evolution of a Criminal, by Darius Clark Monroe.
I love movies. What's this one about?
A filmmaker who looks back on his past, realizing what has happened in his life that forced him to rob a bank.
How interesting. When is it?
That is the week before Christmas on December 17th at 7 p.m.
Sounds like a plan, Burke. Gosh, there's so many events coming up.
For real. I hope I'm able to make it to all of them.
Me too. Well, that's the community calendar. I'm Grace Igwe.
And I'm Derek Toledo. I'm going to pass you back on to our music director, Jasmine Mendoza, for our next song.
J. Cole is an African-American rapper from North Carolina. He wrote this next song in response to the actions happening in Ferguson after the death of Michael Brown. To me, the most powerful line is, "All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. Because although slavery ended, we are still treated inhumanely." Here is Be Free by J. Cole. Afterwards, we'll hear more names of people who were taken too soon because of police violence.
And I'm in denial, and it don't take no x-ray to see right through my smile. I know.
52.
Kenneth Harding.
53.
Kimani Gray.
54.
Tamir Rice.
55.
Vondrit Myers.
56.
Danroy Henry.
57.
Deonta Terrell Farrow.
58.
Tamon Robinson.
59.
Charmel Edwards.
60.
Mackenzie Cochran.
61.
Ronald Beasley.
62.
Ronald Madison.
63.
Kendrick McDade.
64.
Tariko Wilson.
65.
Miriam Carey.
We have reached the end of our show tonight. Thank you all for joining us this evening.
We would like to thank Patrice Cullors for taking the time to speak with us, and for all of her amazing organizing work with the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement.
We would also like to thank Dr. Harold Bailey for talking with us at the Candlelight Vigil, and Maya Quiñones for her eye-opening blog.
Special thanks to Nicole Beatty and Christine Rodriguez for conducting those interviews. Thank you to all those who contributed to the reading of the names.
Don't forget our awesome calendar hosts. Big thanks to Derek Toledo and Grace Igwe.
Also, a big thanks to our music director tonight, Jesleen Mendoza.
Thank you to Christina Rodriguez, Melissa Harris, George Luna Pena, and Roberto Real for producing tonight's show.
Editing for tonight's show by Christina Rodriguez and Camaria Umi, who is also tonight's engineer.
Much appreciation to all our youth media makers here at Generation Justice. We couldn't do what we do without you.
Stay connected with us. Check out our website, GenerationJustice.org, where you can listen to all of our past shows, see music playlists, read our blogs, watch videos, and much, much more. Also, our podcasts are now available on iTunes. Be sure to subscribe.
We are also active on social media, so please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Generation Justice is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, with additional funding from the McEwen Foundation, and, of course, all of you who have contributed to our project by visiting our website and by clicking donate. I'm your host, Nick Foyud.
And I'm your other host, Brittany Sosi. We'll end the show with more names, a few more songs, then following us on KUNM, it's Spoken Word.
See you next Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Arrivederci.
For our closing music, we'll hear three songs that continue to talk about protesting injustice and also coming together regardless of skin color to make change in this world. We will be hearing War by Bar Marley, The Beauty of Grey by Live, and finishing off One Song by Alba Rosie. I'm Jasleen Mendoza. I was your music host for tonight. Tune in next Sunday. Meanwhile, have a safe week.
67.
Malcolm Ferguson.
68.
Dion Flood.
69.
Alonzo Ashley.
70.
James Brissett.
71.
Dwayne Brown.
72.
Carlos Alsies.
73.
Reggie Doucette.
74.
Yvette Smith.
75.
Earl Murray.
76.
Romarly Graham.
77.
Nehemiah Dillard.
77.
Kiwan Carrington.
78.
Stephen Eugene Washington.
79.
Prince Jones.
80.
Justin Slip.
81.
Aaron Campbell.
82.
Michael Brown.
83.
Rakia Boyd.
Until the philosophy which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited.